Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Oh my goodness, you have no idea who we get to talk to next. Let me tell you, I really, really enjoy just having the opportunity to share the truth, to laugh, to love, to live, and to talk to us about wealth. And I cannot think of anybody better to talk to today than, I'm going to call her the madam, the city of Chicago, Madam Treasurer, Melissa Conyers Irvin. Oh my goodness. Welcome to the show, Madam Treasurer.
Dr. Richardson, thank you so much for having me today. So exciting.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, we have been locked up, it feels like, with the pandemic. We have been locked up. We have been through a transformation. And I'm just saying to everybody, if you're listening to this, you made it through. We got to the other side. And now that we have made it to the other side, I really think it is time for us to do something about the wealth gap. And so, Madam Treasurer, you have decided to really just, you know, come in our faces with this thing. And you're putting together this event, which I'm so excited to be a part of, and MC Light and, you know, so many other great people. Tell me, yes, what is the building wealth for today, for tomorrow? What is the building wealth today for tomorrow, Financial Empowerment Weekend? Tell us about that.
So first of all, so excited that you are going to join us.
Yes.
Let me give you a little background as I really tell you about what the weekend entails. Now, my role as Chicago Treasurer is primarily, it's really to be the custodian of taxpayers' dollars. And people say, well, what does that mean? So when the city of Chicago receives revenue from taxpayers as well as other entities, my role as the Chicago Treasurer is to invest those dollars to make more money. That's my primary role.
Yes.
Now, what I did as my mission, because I am elected by the people, is to really think about how can we talk about a topic that is not normally spoken at the dinner table in most communities of Chicago, especially Black and Brown communities.
Yes.
And that topic is financial health. And so I really wanted to focus as the treasurer. I thought to myself, who better than I, the one that I always call myself the personal banker for the residents of Chicago, who better than I to really focus on financial health, building generational wealth. And so when we look at this weekend that's coming up, Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st, everything that we're doing is about financial empowerment, building generational wealth. And Dr. Richardson, you know, and we're excited to have you on Saturday joining us.
Yes.
But you know, that, like I do, that unfortunately, financial empowerment is not necessarily a discussion at the dinner table. And we have to make it such. And so I'm excited that you're going to be joining us, you and my girl, my soror, MC Light.
Yes!
I'm so excited, centennial year for Sigma Gamma Rho. I got to point that out.
Yes!
But certainly I know that you're one of my D9 sisters as well, Dr. Richardson, so wanted to point that out. But I'm very excited about it because people need to see people like you, Dr. Richardson, people like MC Light, and all the others that will be joining us, they need to see people that look like them.
Yes.
That know this. You're an expert financially. You are doing so many things. I know I'm just talking on and on, but that's how excited I am.
I love it. No, you keep going. Let me tell you, I just have to say, we are not new to this. We are true to this. We really are just moved by the opportunity to empower. And so, yes, you and Light and my blue and gold sisters all over the world, do not hesitate to understand that I, too, am at your centennial events and and
yes,
enjoying myself.
Yes.
And having a good time. And really, you know, one of the things that we said we were doing was empowering members of the sorority and the community with business scholarships. And you just gave us an education. You know, we think that the treasurer is responsible for collecting the money and paying the bills. But you that's all. It's like, okay, all right, somebody's got to. And I don't even think we really understand, like, this is the person who has collected the money. But you are investing it so that that money can work for the people of Chicago. Tell me this. What will Chicagoans learn? What are you hoping we will all learn? Because I have to say we. What will we learn?
Yes, ma'am. So, first of all, I like that you clarify my role, because this is new to Chicago. Now, we've always had treasurers in Chicago, but this is quite different in my role, because I am the first treasurer that we even know of that was not appointed first, but elected first by the people. The people chose me to be in the seat.
Come on now.
Actually, that's why I take it so personal, and I have a mission to financially empower the residents of Chicago, and that means a lot. And as I mentioned before, who better than I? And by the way, I don't collect the money. I don't say how much tax is going to be. I don't vote on taxes. I don't do any of that, right? However, what my role is, I always say I'm the good part. Money is collected, once the money is collected, my role starts there. And that's when I make more money. And I always tell residents that if I invest the money, and residents didn't even know this, right? I'm like, you know, I am your personal banker. And the more money I make for you, the less money that the city of Chicago is going to need from you. So you want me to be able to make money. And so that's a really big deal. But at the Richardson, I told my team when I became treasurer just 3 years ago, I told my team, that's great. We can invest money. By the way, I have a bachelor's degree in finance, MBA in finance. Okay, we could do that. I got a great team.
Come on now.
However, if we're not changing lives, what does these investments really mean? Well, yeah, I'm making money for Chicagoans as a whole, but I got to work on changing lives. It makes no sense that residents, unfortunately, when I look at statistics, a 2022, just this year, study found that Black Americans had 1/6 of the wealth of white Americans. What? It's like it got worse.
Yes.
The pandemic. 1/6?
Yes.
Wait, that's less than 25%. I'm like, now, wait a minute. We're not even a...
Yes.
1/6? That is, for me as a Black woman, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Dr. Richardson, I know it's an issue. I follow you. I see everything. You talk about home ownership. You talk about the Millionaires Roundtable. We have to talk like that.
Yes.
How to be a millionaire, right? The Millionaires Roundtable. I love that, because we need to make this everyday language. And so for me this weekend, and I guess you said, now she done said all this wrong.
No, let me tell you, I love it. I need to have you on here way more often. Let me tell you, you do not listen. When I start calling Madam Treasurer's office, y'all better answer the phone. Be like, she is stalking us, trying to get her. Oh my goodness. You are. Go on. Yeah.
I share your passion. And so this weekend, Friday, September 30th, so when I think about building generational wealth, I like the steps that we're taking. Number one, on Friday, we're opening up the weekend with saying, I got to focus on your earned income. I want to look at your career. I want young people in college, going to college, to know about the financial services industry.
Yes.
And by the way, a lot of people think when they hear financial services industry, they only think of banks. That's fine. You can think of banks. Oh, but let me tell you, and I didn't know this before I went to college. I did not know that there was another world outside of retail banking.
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that you have people behind closed doors investing money. You have people behind closed doors investing money for millionaires, billionaires, and they're working at banks. Did you know that?
Come on now.
No, a lot of us didn't know that. And then, so on Friday, we're going to have a career fair. Now, there's career fairs all the time, but this career fair that I'm doing through the treasurer's office is specifically focusing on financial services careers.
That's
what we're focusing on. I need people to know that these are lucrative careers.
Yes.
Lucrative careers. That you can be a millionaire as an investor, and this can be your job.
Yes.
It's very important. So that's on Friday. And they can certainly register to come to the job fair, and I call it career fair because it's not a job.
Yes.
Career fair on Friday, September 30th through ChicagoCityTreasurer.com, our website.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
Now, on Saturday, I call that the meat and potatoes of the weekend.
Come on now.
On Saturday, oh, everyone. Saturday. Once, and by the way, all of this is a UIC form. No matter where you live in the city, you can get to UIC form. It's smack dead in the middle of the city. Now, on Saturday, the meat and potatoes, and this is where Dr. Lynn Richardson comes. MC Light comes. We have Operation Hope. John Hope Bryan will be there. We have Bill Rancic, the first apprentice winner, going to be there. We have Damon John.
Come on now.
John from ABC Shark Tank will be there on Saturday. By the way, everything free. Everything.
Yes.
Friday, interest, parking, you name it, everything is free. So we don't want any excuses. Dr. Richardson, we don't want any excuses.
None. We want to see everybody.
We want people in the place.
Yeah, and yes. you said something that's so important, and I didn't miss this, and I don't want anybody else to miss either. You said on Friday there is a job fair. No, it's not a job fair. It's a career fair, and I'm going to take it a step further. This is a freedom fair. This is a freedom fair. If you want to know how to be free, if you want to know how to have more money, I dare you to go learn how money works. I dare you to go make money work for somebody else. Because when you make money work for someone else, then money is automatically going to work for you. It's not possible for it to skip the one who's sowing the tip. It is not possible. So people may be impressed and want to come out Saturday to see me and Light and Damon John,
yes,
and John Hope. But I'm telling you, get to the Freedom Fair on Friday. I'm not going to tell my age. You all already know what it is anyway. I've been here a long time, and I have never heard of, participated in, and or been exposed to. The invitation to share is beyond an honor. I'm saying I've never even had the opportunity to be exposed to something like this in the city of Chicago.
Wow.
So what you are doing, I'm at the place, and you said something else too, Madam Treasurer. You said the wealth gap is getting worse.
Yes.
It's getting worse. You know,
yes.
30 years ago, 40 years ago, it was already there. And it is getting worse. It is getting worse. So I say I am no longer looking for solutions. I am the solution. And it sounds like I have met the solution here today. So let me just say this. When we talk about the inequities in wealth building facing our people, and I know you've just been so gracious with your time, but I just want to hear your perspective on this. What does that look like, the inequities?
Yes.
And what specifically are you trying to heal?
Yes. So I think this weekend for me sums up what I focus on each and every day. So I'm in a lot of rooms, right? If I say that I'm doing the investing for the taxpayers and I'm the personal banker,
yeah,
that means I am in a lot of rooms.
And yeah,
in most rooms, I am the only one that look like me. Let me just be frank. So when you say, what does that look like? For me, that changes.
Yes.
But in order for me to change that, I have to start with the younger generation. I get that, right? And so when I look at the career fair on Friday, I'm focusing on college students, but I'm also focusing on adults that want to change careers and had no idea that this even existed. I understand that in order to change the makeup of that room, when you say, Dr. Richardson, that the change starts with you, I believe that each and every day I live by that. And so that's what I see different. But let me also share this. Dr. Richardson, I can't tell you how many people I've met since we've been really promoting this Building Wealth Today for Tomorrow Financial Empowerment Weekend. People that say, oh, I've heard your radio commercials. Everything sounds so good. I've seen you on TV. Oh, you look so good. Everything, that sounds great. And it stops there. Let me tell you, what keeps me up at night, and yeah. I mean this,
yeah.
I care so much about the community because I'm from the community.
Yes.
I was born in Englewood. If you don't live in Chicago, you know Englewood.
Yes.
I'm born in Englewood. I'm raised on the west side by a single mother of three girls. I get it, right? I am Chicago. I am literally the average Chicagoan. I'm just one of those that made it. Thank God. But what matters to me is that I help others to see.
Yes.
There's a whole nother life that we didn't even know about. And so when you talk about Dr. Richardson, you've never seen this before. This is my mission. I have to expose that this world exists. But let me say this. When I said people see me, oh, I heard the radio commercial. I saw this. I saw that. Did you know people still thinking that this don't include them?
Mm.
Did you know that?
Wow.
Did you know they just listening to the commercial saying, oh, that sounds so nice, but they not thinking that I'm talking to them.
Wow.
Dr. Richardson, I need all residents of Chicago. And guess what? I'll take some suburbs, too. We ain't going to turn you away.
Yeah.
But I need Chicagoans to know, especially the south and west sides, the underserved communities, to understand that this weekend includes them.
Yes.
Dr. Richardson, I don't want them to miss that.
Yes.
I don't want them to miss that.
Yes.
This includes them.
Yes.
Okay.
This includes you. This includes me. This includes us. It's one of the reasons why I say on the Millionaires Roundtable, we are creating millionaires one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time.
Yes.
And that means you. So if you have a penny, all you need is 10 of them to get a dime. And then you get a dime, you have 10 of those, you get a dollar. And so not only does this include you, and I'm speaking to everybody who is listening right now, everywhere. Now we want everybody in Chicago, but if you are on the outskirts, come on,
yes,
dip in
ma'am.
Here too. Come
yes,
on in
ma'am.
Here, dip in here, but bring someone with you because
yes.
The number one reason, and I've said this, and when I came to this awareness, it just did something to me. I believe the number one reason,
mm-hmm.
There's all kind of things that have happened and inequality and, you know, prejudice and racism. But I believe today that the number one reason we aren't wealthy is because we don't help each other. So thank you for helping us because we have to show the blueprint. We have to be willing to share the blueprint. We have to be willing to teach.
Yes.
So everybody, I want you to come out. Friday will be the financial services career. I'm calling it the Freedom Fair. So you can learn how to get some freedom. An opportunity for diverse candidates from across the city to find new career opportunities so you can help your family, your community build wealth. There will be readiness workshops, chats with career coaches, resume reviews, mock interviews, professional headshots, and opportunities for participants to engage with more than 60 participating employers on site. So I want you to come down Friday. I want you to come down Saturday. Saturday is the Financial Empowerment Summit, and there will be information free information for Chicagoans on topics related to financial planning, credit building, keys to home ownership, money management, access to capital, and so much more. Madam Treasurer.
I like the way you summed that up. I like that. And by the way, they can register. Now, they can show up if they don't register.
Yeah.
But guess what? Avoid the lines. Register at ChicagoCityTreasurer.com. Just that simple.
Yes. ChicagoCityTreasurer.com. Everybody, go there now. Bring somebody. Y'all take everybody to the club and everywhere else. Bring somebody to be. You know I'm going to say it.
Can't we talk about it?
We take everybody everywhere else.
Party without bringing people.
Come on. We go to the concerts.
Okay.
We take 5, 6, 7 people. We pay for folks. We get clothes. You don't have to do any of that. I just want you to be there. And Madam Treasurer, thank you for what you're doing. You can count on me. I already know you can count on WVON. You can count on me to support you in this effort. I don't care what you ask me to do. We are coming. We will be there. God bless you.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service to this city. And because you are serving this city, you are making this world a better place. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Richardson.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Okay, you're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and I am still committed to creating millionaires one family at a time. Mm. And today I've got in the studio.
Come on, man.
G-Thang.
You got me in here, man. And I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't no millionaire. I ain't even a dollar that. You know what I mean? So I'm in here right now trying to get my round table. I just touched the letter that said millionaire, and hopefully that'll help me become something. You understand me? But I got complications and situations.
And we got the legendary MC Light in the house.
What's going on? I'm here.
You can't be looking at the thing and saying hi to the people.
Why we only got one? Two mics?
What, well,
we got five.
I'm an unexpected guest.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we got 17 people here. I mean, this is, we didn't even tell you the people that's over here. You know, ain't nobody over there.
So here's the problem. This is the problem with the world.
Yeah.
We have people who want to be in business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they in business like it's the chicken shack.
Damn.
But they ain't got no chicken.
They ain't got no chickens. They ain't even got no chickens. They helped them get chicken.
You roll up to the fish market, uh-huh, and ain't got no fish.
Come on, man.
That's what you call a janky business.
That's janky.
You go to the restaurant. You ever go to the restaurant, mm-hmm, and the lady who's serving you your food got an attitude?
Oh, that's all day.
A frown.
Yeah.
She pull out. Mm-hmm.
Ain't none of the forks clean. Now you got to eat a steak with a spoon.
You know
janky. You ever went to a black mechanic and he can't lift your engine out? So he got to have four of his friends help him lift the engine out.
Uh-uh.
Now, I ain't never seen, because the white people got the machines to lift the engine out. It was four black men holding the engine. Janky.
Holding
the engine.
And then what did they do with the engine after they picked it up?
They put it on the side and they don't never get back to it.
Right.
They don't know what none of them nuts and bolts. They don't put them all in. They talk about, I don't need those. It's just hard to deal with. And I'm going to say this.
Uh-huh.
This ain't just us.
Come on.
White people got issues and situations too.
Okay.
You understand me? They run out of forms all the time. You ever been where they want you to fill out a form? They are out of forms. Then they got to go to the copying place to print more forms. That's janky.
Yeah.
That's janky.
That's janky.
You should have enough forms.
Yeah, you know a lot of people coming. You know what I mean? You know how many people late to register their car? Right now, I'm late. But I know I can be late because they don't have the fault. What the hell? We got this is the most jankiest. Let me tell you something. We are doing this on a low shoestring janky promoter's budget. And right now.
Okay. So you go to the restaurant and you go to the rib joint and you know they have collard greens, they got sweet potatoes, they got baked beans, they got barbecue chicken,
right,
they got catfish, they got corn on the cob. You've been in church for 8 hours.
Yeah.
You've been in church for eight hours, you hungry.
Yeah.
And you get, where we going? We meeting at the so-and-so, and we get there, and you order, we ain't got that.
We ain't.
Okay.
Hold on,
As a matter of fact, we don't have this, that.
No. They're not that courteous. They don't tell you up front.
No.
You just have to keep ordering.
Until you get to your item. Until you get to your item.
Right. How does that work?
You got any wings? We ain't got them. All right, well, hold on. Let me see, because you got something else on here. You got some nuggets. Ha!
Ah.
Just ran out of nuggets. Okay, let me go here.
But it's only two people here. We the only ones here.
Hold on, let me go with this cob leg. You got to eat them cob. Man, we ain't had them in 2 weeks. Okay, you can take that on. Why? So this menu ain't good.
Yeah. So what do you have?
Yeah, just start there.
And then they got stuff that's not on the menu. Right? Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay, so what about the business that have, we open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hold on now.
And it's 11:34.
Come on now.
And nobody's in the store.
Nobody even on the parking lot.
What happened?
Nobody's car is around. Have you ever seen somebody that say, you came to the store, and then they come back, and they got, we'll be here in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Your black ass waited out there for 45 minutes because you need was in that store. Uh-huh. Now, you didn't mess around and got fired off your job.
Yeah, you didn't get fired off your job. Yeah,
messing around.
Because you think they're going to be back in 5-10 minutes. Come on, man. Janky.
What about the janky promoters that's out here while y'all on the road?
There's a lot of them. I know life been through many of them. And I'm still going through them.
Mm. Why do they think they can get away with not paying you your money? This is what I don't understand.
You know, I'm so sick and tired of the promoter waiting on door ticket sales for him to get my money. Now, he had a great idea, man. We're going to sell out 1,000 seats.
Uh-huh.
And they got 300 tickets sold.
Uh-huh.
And then they come to me. Well, you know, I had an advertisement.
Right.
You know, I had to fly you.
Right.
Put you up in a hotel.
Oh, he explained
it.
Kind of hotel is it, though?
Oh, no. You staying with his friend.
Yeah.
Now, You riding with him. Yeah. And he want to take you through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Show you that you here. You know, I have been to so many barbershops and shook hands. Got my hair cut 13 times.
In one day.
In one visit. Janky promoters, let me tell you something. This is a message to all you janky promoters. You not a promoter.
Right.
Give it up. Go back to work. The post office is always looking for black people to lick their stamps.
Oh, you know what? They still got stamps?
Goodness.
I thought the stamps were electronic. So, but here's the deal. So,
Cause you kind of threw a dag at me. It was a smart dag, and that was some janky shit right there. No, and this ear is a good ear, and you caught it, and I caught that look. Then she went and turned the light. You don't know. I thought that the electronics was. But what I was saying is, you know, cause you gonna get that meal. Like, what the hell? No.
Well, what I was going to say is they are self-adhesive.
Yeah.
So, but somebody,
I'm not lying, so.
But somebody has to peel off the back of it. So maybe that's what you meant.
This one, the black person.
Yeah. I thought they stopped
Let me read that shit.
I thought they stopped licking stamps in the 70s. That's all I thought. I just, you know, I thought.
Hello.
Did you see how he put his glasses on?
They don't do that no more.
This is too much. But what is happening here at WVON with the Millionaires Roundtable is you are giving the opportunity for a janky business to get some sound advice.
To get right.
Sound advice.
Yeah.
Now, we've been joking about janky promoters and janky businesses.
Uh-huh.
But now we're going to give you something that can help your business not be janky.
Right. Yeah. Well, the first thing is if you have a business
mm-hmm.
and you want people to email you, and if you are in the business, let's say you into healthcare.
Yeah.
You got to help somebody. You got to save their life.
Yeah.
Your email should not be killerduke@gmail.com.
Oh, no, you can't have that.
Your email address should not be killerduke.
No,
I know they called you killer when you was three.
Yeah, but now you want to do something for the community.
Right.
You got to change your life all the way. You can't just say, I'm going to go to church. But you still keep your pistol in the car. You gotta change your life completely.
Well, right. My grandmother, she still keeps, is it a Glock? She still keep her Glock.
That's and a real purse. Gun right there.
Yes,
yeah, that ain't a Glock. That ain't no play.
No, there ain't no play.
In her purse.
That gun don't sound like pow.
Yeah.
That gun said boom, 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 boom.
And she know how to boom. Like she been taught how to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what? Boom. Yeah.
She Grandma still keeps B? Her.
Not Grandma B, Grandma Jimmy.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah, yeah. Husband's grandmother.
No, I know she pops caps. She pops caps in people's asses.
Right. Yeah.
And she cat feet around.
And she cat feet. You ever see somebody cat feeting around? Like, if you don't put some noise on your feet, you just can't be sneaking up on. That's another subject, because some cat just walked in and nobody even looked up to let me know that he was behind me. And he
the deacon.
Deacon Rufus and used them cat feet. And kept, okay, because we're getting off subject.
So the first sign, so your business, you want to be in business, get an email that matches your brand.
And you.
And yeah, so mm-hmm. if you helping people, if you a dentist, don't say roughtoothjohn@yahoo.com.
Come on now.
Matter of fact.
Come on now.
I think nobody should have an AOL. Email address.
Well, hold on now.
You trying to put AOL out of business?
Hold on. Light.
Is your email AOL? That's
Let me just break up down to you. I'm still an AOL. You AOL. Know what, Lynn? You've been... we don't like the spirit in here right now. The energy and the spirit don't go together.
She coming after you.
Yeah, because you know damn well I got an LL. You email me the schedule what we doing today. This don't make no
what we doing today.
I just thought since AOL came out. In 1776.
You went from. Hold on. You went from friend. That. I still think they lick stamps. to now you have the AOL.
AOL came out in 1776.
Yeah.
And when it came out and you had to sign up or you had to log on to your email, it was. You know, it was all of the long the sound. Yeah. I just thought everybody left AOL.
Well, no, I got to keep mine.
When Yahoo came.
You know, because people be calling.
They need to reach you.
They need to reach me.
Yeah.
You know how your grandmama don't change her number? Ooh. It's still Evergreen 535.
Right. Yes.
6363.
Uh-huh.
She ain't never changing that number. And I ain't never changed my LOL.
Okay.
People ain't going to know how to get in touch with me.
Okay.
Now, I got all the other Gmails, the Johnson L's and the LL's.
Yeah, yeah.
I got all the L's.
Right.
But I got that AOL too. So if y'all want to reach me, G-Thing 5000, too much. Am I going too far? Sometimes
G-Thing
I go too far.
G-Thing 5000 at AOL.com.
You better let them use it. And you remember how I got 5000? Remember that Audi 5000? Oh, I'm old school.
Audi 5000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I went that by.
That's old school.
Yeah, I might be.
That's like a Mustang, right?
It's an Audi. It's an Audi 5000. You remember how they used to rap about it? Like, know about
it's
it.
It's an Audi.
Audi
5000. But here's what I want. What did anybody ever know?
Hold
what,
on. What's going on with y'all? This is.
She
this
always corrected me. Hold on.
This is change.
I don't agree with that.
I don't know if it's the way I'm sitting. I don't know if it's the right seating area. If the couches ain't right. Hey, because the last time we was somewhere. But right now, let me get...
And it was all love.
Yeah, let me get my...
Just in case you're wondering, you are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. I've got these crazy people in here with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. You can catch us at LynnMillionaire.com. Of course, I have G-Thang.
Come on now.
In the studio. Now.
Who's not a millionaire, but I want to be the first person you help become a millionaire.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, you ain't got to help nobody else but me first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll spread the love out to everybody
else. You got
to
take it. So if you get your, not if, when you get your $1 million, who you going to help?
I'm gonna help me first.
Of course. And then you second.
And then I'm gonna help me again. Just to secure the help.
Right.
You know, you gotta secure yourself and then you can secure. You ever been on a plane? Who they tell you to help first?
They say help yourself.
Help yourself first.
Secure your
before you even hold on. Yeah. Before you even think about helping somebody else.
Help yourself.
So I'm gonna help me first.
Yeah.
And then after the fifth time, I'll be able
to help somebody else.
If it's anything left from the help.
Okay.
The fifth time.
If it's any. If
the fifth
it's
time
anything
after
left.
Helping yourself. You're going to help yourself five times.
I got to help myself five times. Because that's a five times the charm, and I'm gonna play that number at the lottery too. You know, because all the time, everybody, I'm sick and tired of people always playing a lottery like they gonna hit the number every day. If you hit it once, you got lucky.
Yeah, you're done.
Why do you continue? To give them people your money.
You know, that's money you could save.
Yeah.
You could have had a million. You've been playing it for 96 years.
Yeah.
You've been out there on that rocking chair with them numbers. And boy, you 100.
Yeah.
You could have gave all them dollars.
Yeah. And of course, we got the legendary MC Light in the house as well.
Yes, I'm just an innocent bystander in this next segment.
So, this is like a random rant.
Yeah.
It's just some things that have been on my mind.
Yeah.
Like the lady who sent in the email wanting help. She won $35,000 at the casino and she wanted to know, should she go back? What should she do? We're talking about this issue right now. What is wrong? Don't you know that the system is set up for you to fail? That you're not going to win. If you won $35,000, you
run as fast out that casino as possible. Matter of fact, I hate the casinos, to be honest. Anytime I got a show at a casino, I tell them, give me a check.
Yeah.
Give me a check. Yeah. I just left the casino. I hate Vegas. Now, nothing against them, but it's set up to take all your money.
It is.
I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. One time, I was there. Me and Mike Ellis was in Vegas. I lost the whole check before I even hit the stage.
Oh. Wow.
And I told Mike, and I'm looking at Mike like he's supposed to give it back to me. Like, hey, bro. He like, hey, bro, that's your ass now. You still got to go on stage and do this hour.
You still got to do it.
So when I tell people, if you can't afford to gamble, don't. Don't bring the rent money trying to double up for next month.
That's right.
It ain't going to happen. Because Vegas is set up to take all your money.
Yeah.
I can't go there and be leisure. So, you know what? I'm just going to pay $10. Hell no. Yeah. I'm bringing it all.
Okay. So, that's why you can't go.
I can't go.
Right.
No, I got problems, situations, and complications.
And then here's the deal. Have you ever noticed there is no indication of whether it's night or day, because inside it's just
windows.
It's just one thing.
Long lasting
and then
situation.
The people who start winning a little bit, they give you free food, they give you a free room, people actually think that that means that they care. They don't care.
Let me just tell you this: I got a friend. He was the promoter of the Millennial Tour. Now I ain't gonna put his business down the street, but he's good with cards.
Okay.
He's good with numbers.
Okay.
He hit Vegas the last time I was there, maybe about 3 weeks ago, for about $75,000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Came back, hit him for another $75,000 because we were there for 2 days.
Okay.
They gave this boy a room. They flew him wherever he wanted to go. They said, "You want to fly your wife down?"
Yeah.
He said, "Yeah, I'm gonna do all that," not knowing this boy do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Count the cards.
Oh, right.
He's a counter. Okay. He Rain Man Day ass.
Yeah.
And did the whole Wapner at 3 on the ass.
Yeah, see.
And took 150,000.
Yeah. Well, and see, my thing
but if
is,
you ain't doing it on that level, you need to
just sit your butt down.
But they try to make it seem like that's a problem. Like, if you know how to beat the system, then they don't want you there.
Please
or
don't.
They want to pull you to the side. Or they want to say, well, what are you doing? You counting cards. Absolutely. You counting cards.
You got the card set up for me too.
Yeah.
Right. You know? But it takes a person to really know what's going on in order to beat the system. Now, it ain't that many people that can do that.
Right.
If they knew he was counting cards like that, they would ban him from coming.
Yeah.
But he wins every time he goes to the casino.
Yeah.
Because he got the money to fight.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people, they got their little $200. If they lose, they ain't got no more money to fight.
Right.
He got the money to bet. And if I lose it, I go to this vault and come in and bet on the right hands. But everybody don't got that. Let me tell y'all, America, listen to me. If you can't afford to gamble,
don't do it.
Don't gamble.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Because, see, when I go, I remember the last time we were somewhere. I forget the Aladdin or the Aladdin. What is it called?
In
I forgot
Vegas?
What it's called. No, it was in the Atlantis. That's where it was.
Atlantic City?
No. I don't know where we were. We were over Bahamas.
Oh,
now,
Atlantis.
Which one is the Atlantis?
Y'all was far. Yeah.
So we get in there, and I go to the Russian roulette table or whatever, and I play my dollar, and I win $25, and I'm ready to go.
Hell yeah. You smart.
I just got...
You ain't got the millionaire round table for nothing.
Yeah, $25.
She was over.
I'm good. I'm done.
won.
25.
I didn't expect to win anything. Yeah. So if I won, so then my husband's like, oh, okay, come on, play again. So 25. I think I played $10 and I won like $300. Okay, I'm out of here.
It's for real.
To go. Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't have to test the system and keep going. Like, I'm not trying to, but you see people in there, they won the money, they lost the money.
They're losing their shirt, their jacket, and everything else.
When I do go, because now I have some control.
Yeah.
But now when I go, all my winnings, what my game plan was when I go to Vegas, I try to win $200 out of each casino. I ain't trying to break the bank. I'm trying to get $200 out of each casino. And I take that $200 and I take it up to the room.
Uh-huh.
And I put it up and I put it up. And that way, I'm going to leave out of there with something.
Uh-huh.
You understand me?
Yeah. And so what happens when somebody wins the money? And then they lose the money. You know, they let you write checks against you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What? So they,
They let
so
you get, they let you debit your account.
Yeah.
And if you ain't got the money in there, they let
drop
you steal.
Some in
they
there.
Still let you.
They still let you get the money.
They still let you get the money.
Yeah, they still let you get the account. You owe them and you owe your bank.
Yeah.
Oh, they got a system for your ass.
Wow. Yeah. Especially if it's close to payday, because they know. So that's, you know, one of my books is Living Check to Monday.
Yes.
Because see, check to check is a blessing. That means you get paid on Friday by the next payday you broke. Check to Monday, you get paid on Friday and you broke by Monday. But check to yesterday. Check to yesterday is a whole different game entirely. That means before you got paid, your account was negative, and after you got paid, your account is still negative. And let me tell you, that is a setup for a janky business for sure. So we want to avoid that. Thank you all so much. Thank you, G-Thang. Thank you, MC Like. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We're going to keep creating millionaires one family at a time. And you can follow me at Lynn Millionaire, at Lynn Richardson. Go to LynnRichardson.com. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. Either way, I'm here for you. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.